Welcome everyone to another episode of High Level Conversations. My name is Christina Balan and today we have a topic that's been generating quite a buzz lately. Are e-cars environmentally friendly? As the world grapples with the urgent need to reduce carbon emissions and combat climate change, electric vehicles, e-cars, have emerged as a promising solution. But are they really as green as they seem? To help us to answer this question, I have invited a real expert to the show. Our guest is Dr. Alina Nezhivenko, an environmental scientist, professor, and doctor from Munich with a focus on sustainable transportation. Welcome, Alina.
Thank you, Christina. It's great to be here. I am really excited to tell you something about electric vehicles.
Let's dive right in. It is not new that our world rapidly changes and that we are always getting to know more gadgets and have to adapt to new technology. That's why it is understandable for certain people to struggle to understand the process and functionality of those technologies. Dr. Alina, could you please explain to our listeners from an environmental perspective, how do electric cars stack up against traditional gasoline-powered vehicles? How do they work, and what type of electric vehicles exist today?
Well, to explain it with simple words, an electric car is powered by an electric traction motor using energy stored in batteries, compared to the gasoline-powered car, which works on an internal combustion engine. There are many advantages of using electric cars. Firstly, they are more energy efficient. Batteries convert about 60% of energy from their fuel source into actual energy powering the wheels of the vehicle, while a gas-powered car converts only about 20%. Secondly, they rely on a rechargeable battery which does not create any tailpipe emissions while driving and which can be sourced by renewable energy like solar energy. There are four types of electric vehicles in total: a battery electric vehicle, a hybrid electric vehicle, a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and a fuel cell electric vehicle. A battery electric vehicle is fully powered by electric energy. The electricity used to drive the vehicle is stored in a large battery pack, which can be charged by plugging into the electricity grid. Hybrid electric vehicles use both an internal combustion engine and an electric motor. The internal combustion engine is used to drive and charge while the battery is empty. A plug-in hybrid electric vehicle uses the same function, with the difference being that its battery is charged from an external socket instead of the engine. Fuel cell electric vehicles are employed with fuel cell technology to generate the electricity to run the vehicle. The chemical energy of the fuel is converted directly into electric energy.
Wow, that was actually truly a lot of information. Thank you, Alina. A lot of people love to ask the same questions about the batteries. I have two friends that recently bought an electric car, and unfortunately, they do not share the same experiences. My friend James told me that his Tesla can be easily charged at any gas station in Germany, and in most cases, it takes around 20 minutes. During that time, he grabs a coffee from the shop nearby, answers emails, and makes quick calls. But sadly, my other friend Tarek from Istanbul only complains about how horribly long it takes to recharge his Range Rover. He often drives long distances like the one from Istanbul to Izmir, and the usual time to get from the both cities of Turkey are 2.5 hours. But including his recharge time of 2 hours at the station, it takes him around 8 hours. Not all countries are adapted to that type of technology yet, and not all countries will. While the Western world is constantly innovating, the rest of us isn't at the past. I have researched to find an answer to that different experiences of the two and found out that the charging time depends on various factors like the charging power of a station, battery capacity, battery level, because the emptier the battery the faster it charges, and even the temperature of the battery itself. Most columns are equipped with type 2 plugs with 22 kilowatt AC power. An electric vehicle is charged in around 2 to 4 hours, and you can charge it at fast stations with over 50 kilowatt, and those usually have your battery filled from 80 to 100 again in 30 minutes. Not all countries are equipped with the fast charging station of 50 kilowatt.
That is completely right, Christina. A home charger or a public charging station can vary. To keep your device fully charged while you're out and about, there are many fast charging stations available around in Germany. We have to admit that the German infrastructure has many advantages, and that is part of it as well. The appropriate EV power tariff is crucial to getting the greatest bargain for home charging, though, since it will enable you to charge your car for less and reduce your electricity bill. Depending on the car, you can go a certain distance on full charge. The range, battery size, and efficiency vary between models. Your ideal electric vehicle will be the one that you can use for regular trips without having to stop and refuel in the middle of them. Examine your lease alternatives for EVs.
Speaking of which, my friend James recently bought a Tesla for 60,000 euro, and the German government supported his purchase with a 6,000 euro innovation bonus. It's no surprise then that electric vehicles are gaining in popularity. Alina, could you please give us some information about the prices?
At first glance, prices for an electric car may seem higher. In 2021, a new electric car was about $10,000 higher than the industry average, which consists of both electric cars and gasoline cars. Nowadays, as manufacturers produce more affordable models and battery technology, which is the most expensive part of an electric vehicle, improves, the price margin is shrinking. In the US, there are tax incentives which offer up to $7,500 for new electric vehicles, which is a real bargain in my opinion. Where electric car owners really win out is fuel. In a 2018 study by the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, it was found out that the average cost to fuel a gas-powered car was $1,117 per year, compared to $485 for an electric vehicle. Also, typically they cost half as much to maintain as gas-powered cars, thanks to the lack of spark plugs that need to be repaired or oil that needs to be changed. Comparing lifetime costs of both vehicles, as a 2020 Consumer Report study did, costs for electric cars were many thousands of dollars lower than comparable internal combustion engine vehicles, with most EVs offering savings of between $6,000 and $10,000. But not only is an electric car cheaper, EVs are more environmentally friendly and sustainable. Besides having no tailpipe emissions while driving, there are ways to reuse the old EV batteries. For instance, Nissan found that its old EV batteries retained around 60 to 70% of their original capacity. While that may not be enough to power an EV, it is perfectly suited to many less energy-intensive uses. When old batteries are no longer functional enough to be reused, recycling is the best option. This ensures that valuable materials used in those batteries aren't lost to landfills and instead are fed back to the supply chain. Recycling can recover up to 95% of the key raw materials of an EV battery pack and feed them back into the battery manufacturing supply chain.
When it comes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, some claim that electric cars have a clear advantage. They produce zero tailpipe emissions, which means they don't emit harmful pollutants like carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxide as gasoline cars do. Additionally, if the electricity they're charged with comes from renewable sources like the wind or solar, electric vehicles can significantly reduce their carbon footprint. That sounds promising, but what about the manufacturing process of electric vehicles? Critics argue that producing electric vehicles, especially their batteries, can be environmentally harmful. Electric car batteries are a complex containing lithium, nickel, cobalt, and graphite. These materials are hard to find and extract, requiring intensive mining and even some polluting processes. A report by Nature estimates that typical electric vehicle batteries uses about 8 kilograms of lithium, 14 kilograms of cobalt, and 20 kilograms of manganese. As a result, a significant volume of water is lost during the process, given that the majority of the world's lithium is collected in arid locations with limited water supplies. This can deprive local communities of drinking water and affect crops by lowering the water available for irrigation. Additionally, the liquid that is left over after lithium is extracted may contain radioactive substances, so it must be cleaned and stored before it can be used. Sulfur oxide and other air pollutants are produced in large quantities during the smelting of cobalt ore. Cobalt mining workers frequently receive inadequate pay, inadequate safety supplies, and inadequate training. Problematic working situations like these might result in accidents and even fatalities.
While electric cars, the way they are now, aren't the best solution for a sustainable car industry, it is a step into the right direction. Still, they offer an overall cheaper and more environmentally friendly alternative to the traditional gas-powered cars. They offer options like reusability and recyclability, which help make up for a few of its own flaws. Although, problems like using critical minerals or emissions during battery production cannot be ignored, everything has a downside. The only thing you can do is to choose the lesser evil.
Thank you all for joining us in this insightful journey with Alina into the world of electric vehicles and their impact on the environment. In the end, the answer to this question isn't a simple yes or no. It depends on various factors, including where you live, how you charge your electric vehicle, and what the overall lifestyle of the car looks like. It's clear that e-cars have the potential to be a significant part of a more sustainable transportation future, but the devil is in the details. Thank you for tuning to this episode. Stay curious, stay informed, and listen to high-level conversations.